I'm Holt Hanley, as Brandon mentioned. I'm the local weatherman. So if you like that the storm has passed and the sun's coming out, you're welcome. I thought a prideful statement like that would be a good place to start, because it's been my own pride more than anything that has kept me from God all these years. I went to Catholic school growing up, but I dismissed religion, the Bible, and God as a bunch of made-up stories. Despite my arrogance, the Christian values sunk in, and without me even realizing it, I relied on them heavily in my hardest times. Those hard times began in college. Growing up, my parents were beneficially strict. Although I didn't think it was too beneficial at the time. So when I went off to college, I thought, all right, no rules. And long story short, I quickly found out why there's rules. During this time, I was so far off the path, I didn't even realize how close I was to losing it all. It took me reaching absolute rock bottom to finally wake up. But instead of being in a nightmare and then waking up, it was more like I woke up and found myself in a nightmare that would last for the next 10 years. When I saw myself at my lowest point, it terrified me. And then I used that fear as fuel to improve. But this just trapped me in an endless cycle of sin, where as I'd improve, I'd start to feel good about myself. But then I'd run out of the fear that was driving me. So in order to get it back, I'd sabotage myself by doing things I knew I shouldn't be doing until I'd reach rock bottom again and start the cycle all over. I did this for a decade, and it was so frustrating because the entire time I thought, if I could just eliminate my bad habits, then I'd be perfect, and then I'd find peace. And if you looked at me externally, it would seem as though everything was getting better. But internally, everything was getting worse. That was until I met Chrissy Pickett, who helped me wake up from this nightmare by showing me to God's grace. One day, by God speaking through Chrissy, I was overwhelmed by the feeling that God has been with me all along, helping me in my hardest times, that I don't deserve this mercy, but God is willing to accept me in my imperfection with open arms out of love. It was at that moment I realized I don't have to do this alone. So I met up with Brandon, and he explained to me that what I needed to do was pray to God to change my desires and transform my heart. And to my prideful amazement, it actually works. I've also been meeting up with Mikey, who helped me understand that God's grace isn't something I can earn. It was secured for me by Jesus' sacrifice, and this great gift is mine as long as I have faith. Andrew also helped me realize that the war is over and the time for healing has begun, that I can rest knowing God is my foundation. All right, so what did I just say? For 10 years, my pride was driving me out of fear, and I was trapped in a cycle of self-destruction, that nothing worked until I let go and surrendered to God, that I'm so grateful this community and God have taken me in. And for the first time in a long time, I'm excited to be alive. I'd like to conclude with God's word in Matthew 7, 13 to 14. Enter by the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction. And there are many who go in by it, because narrow is the gate and difficult is the way which leads to life, and there are few who find it. Amen.